Hello, I'm Kenneth Copeland. Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made the way for me.
The second chapter of Ephesians. Let's begin with the fourth. But God, who is rich in mercy, He's rich in chesed. For His great love, wherewith He loved us, even when we were dead in sin, has quickened us together with Christ, by grace are you saved, and has raised us up together, made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness, in His chesed toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore, remember, at that time, remember, you being in time past, now we're His workmanship, but before that, before you got born again, at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, without hope and without God in the world. This is two blood-sworn oaths. One in the blood of animals, then in the blood of men through circumcision, and then through the blood of God at the cross. It's His word. It's His bond. He said it, and it's forever true. To us, it's not the Bible. It is His word. Amen. It's His word. Get that sown into your being to the point where you are so like Jesus in the fact that this word cannot pass away, because a person who cannot lie and a person who refused to lie got together in a new covenant. You can't break the new covenant. You can't. It's between God and an immortal man. Uh-oh. All you and I can do is get out of fellowship with it. But there's an article in this covenant, in that second one, that says, when you sin, repent. Yes. And He is faithful, and He is just. He's just and righteous, both same word in the Greek. He is just, and He is righteous, 1 John 1:9. He is faithful and He is righteous to forgive you your sin and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. That's a covenant, brother. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's our covenant.
Yes.
We got grafted in. Yeah. Can you see that, though? See, our covenant is an everlasting covenant. It cannot be broken. It's between an almighty God and an immortal man. Now, get this into your consciousness. Jesus is no less man than He was when He was on this earth. He said, after He's raised from the dead, He said, handle me.
That's right.
handle me. I, a spirit, has not flesh and bone as you see me have.
That's right.
All of his blood,
yes.
All of it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Every drop of it, not a little container. Every drop of his blood is on the heavenly mercy seat in heaven itself. His blood is still alive, and it is still there, and it's still representing you and me.
Ah! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
Sometimes I just can't stand it. That blood, man, that blood is still alive. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord. And that covenant is alive forever.
Amen.
And we're in it, and he's in us.
Yes.
We've not been circumcised in the flesh, but the scripture says we've been circumcised of the heart, of the spirit.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
That cut in the spirit, your spirit being was cut the moment you got born again. You entered into the grandest covenant of the ages, the new birth. My God, man. I am totally, absolutely, irrevocably convinced, particularly after what the Father said to me about it, that in the Spirit, the devil can see that circumcision of the Lord. He can see that cut in your spirit being. It is there, representing the most dangerous thing to him that walks the face of this earth, a born-again human being. With kind of authority of Jesus over all things, both in heaven and earth. We've been raised up to sit with him in the heavenly places.
Yes.
He's on the right hand of the Father, and we're on the right hand of Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah.
On the
yes.
throne of grace.
Lord,
well, I was lying in the floor one day, and oh God. And I heard it. Now, there wasn't anything wrong with it. He said, Kenneth, get up. I saw my face. He said, what are you doing? I said, what do you mean, what am I doing? I've come boldly to the throne of grace. Well, that means I have a right to come there. I can come boldly there. I belong there. I'm family. I'm in covenant. He's in covenant with me. But I just always saw it like that. He said, get up. Okay. Now, every time I prayed that, in my mind's eye, that's where I was. And this particular time, I was actually on my face. Now, don't misunderstand. There's not a thing in the world wrong with that. I'm talking about concept. You understand? Concept of covenant authority means everything. He said, get up here and sit with me. You have been made a king and a priest to my Father. Get up here, boy. Come on, sit down here with me. And in those days, there was so much, particularly, I'm talking about, I'm talking about 40 years ago, maybe a little more than that. There was so much, I'm so unworthy. This is just running wild through particularly among Pentecostal people, because that's what it had just come up generation after generation after generation. And he reminded me that he did not make any unworthy new creatures.
That's right. Amen. Yeah. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. We're not worthy, but he made us worthy with his worthiness.
That's right.
right.
And we don't need to be going on about that anymore.
That's right. That's right.
Now, in myself, I'm worthless as two left shoes. I have no worthiness of my own. But in Him, oh, man, I've been made the righteousness of God.
Glory to God.
In Him.
That's right.
I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And how did I get there? He covenanted me in there with His blood. Now, and back in that era, Jim, I could just see this. You know. Now, hey, if you went away and said I was mocking somebody, you're wrong. I'm mocking the kind of thing that I thought back in the days when I was born again, baptized in the Holy Spirit, and dumb as a rock. When it came to, I was scripturally illiterate. I didn't know. You mean Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John told the same story? I said, Gloria, have you never noticed it? Boy, I mean, that's Ned in the first primer, isn't it? What's Ned in the first primer? That's when school books taught little children to be nice Christian children. Yeah. And you read about Ned and Jane and Dick and Jane. And right up on the mantel in our bedroom, there's two little bookends and two little small books in there. This was just a couple of weeks ago. And I'm walking by there and I looked at that and I thought, what is that? I thought maybe they were, you know, just fake books. Two little bitty bookends and these two little books in there.
Yeah.
Kenneth Copeland, March 1941. Huh? I believe it was March. Anyway, I wasn't very big. It was my reader.
Oh, wow.
It was my reader.
Wow.
And it was about these little kids. And it said in there, the pictures are real. And the stories are real. I read the whole book. Amen. That's about how much people know about the covenant. His blood made me worthy. Amen. Brother Hagin said in that first vision in 1950 in Rockwall, Texas, and it was the very first one he had like this. And Jesus, he kept hearing him say, come up hither, come up to the throne of God. Well, they'd had rain and they were in a tent and it backed up against this the kind of a high wall. And he thought somebody was up there, hollering down, making fun of the Pentecostals. Come up hither, come up to the throne of God. Well, it had been raining. They'd been having the tent full, but this night they only had about 40 people in there. And they were just all praying. And he's praying in the spirit, had his head down, his eyes closed. And he thought, well, the pastor will take care of that, whoever it is. Come up hither, come up to the throne of God. He said, why doesn't somebody take care of that? I don't like to be bothered when I'm praying. And he heard it a third time loud, come up hither, come up to the throne of God. He thought, well, and he looked up and there was Jesus right there.
Glory. Yeah.
Just right there. and he took him up to the throne of God. He actually had the sense of flying through the clouds, going through to the throne of God. And they went, and he glanced over towards the throne, and he saw some kind of a form, and he wouldn't look at it because he knew what the scripture said. He wouldn't look there. And then Jesus turned and looked at him, and he said, "I just melted." He said that his eyes, he said, the only way I've ever been able to describe his eyes, they're like pools of living love. And his eyes, he said, "I melted and fell at his feet and put my hands on his feet and said, 'I'm so unworthy.'" He very sternly said, "Stand upright on you."
That's right.
There are no unworthy new creatures.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
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 That it's still, and I listen. Glory and I listen to him all the time. He's been in heaven since 2003. But he's still in our bedroom. And I got to tell you this. One night that he preached at Rhema Church during a meeting that was especially, and he talked about something in that service, and I heard that he had talked about something in that service that I'd never heard him say, and I really wanted to hear it. And so it was video instead of just audio. And I had our little thing we sit the iPad in. So we're watching this, watch that entire service, and I really got what I was after. Oh, man. But when he started giving the invitation, since she and I are saved, we said, "Well, you know, we." But he was still talking on there. I leaned over to kiss her. She put her hands on that iPad. She said, "Not in front of Brother Hagin."
Yeah.
"Not in front of Brother Hagin." You said that, Gloria. Now you know you said that. No. Unworthy new creatures. That's enough right there to send you home with a glory in your heart and mind. He bled and died and went to hell and suffered more than any man before or any man since, because he suffered the depth of the pit. You know he did that. You know he did that. You know he did that. The scripture is so plain about it. You know he did that. You know he did that. Doc, I'm going to tell you something that shook me to my core. I've been asking God to let me say it publicly, and he wouldn't do it. And I just was released, because this is a group that's been taught. And we know he went to hell for 3 days and 3 nights. He said he would. As Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of the whale, so shall the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth. He got there, and there was Judas. There was Judas saying, "My God. You talk about bad choices." Well, Brother Copeland, I think he was saved. You just don't know what you're coming from. Jesus said it. It'd be better for him if he was thrown into the sea with a millstone kind of anything. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right.
And he committed double suicide. He hung himself out over, evidently, the side of a cliff. And then the limb broke, and he fell down into the rocks, and he burst open. Yep. All of it answering the scripture that says it in the first covenant. Mm. Yes. Professor Stevens, we went through that. We went through that together. He showed me his name in the first covenant. His name was not Judas, it was Judah. His name was Judah. And he's in there. Of course it's in there. And there he was. And he's thinking about that tonight. Because in the spirit, a day is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as a day. Judas lives 1,000 years every day, thinking, what did I do? What did I do? What did I do? I'm here forever and ever. And he hears every word Jesus says, and he hears every word of the Bible. He knows he's headed for the lake of fire, and he can't get out, and he can't do anything about it, and he's in hell, and it's 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 hell. Somebody said, well, I've seen hell on earth. No, you haven't. You don't know what hell is. The same God that created heaven, and as magnificent as it is, created hell, not for men, but for the devil and his angels. It's hell. Gehenna. It's putrid. And it's night and day forever and ever 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 and ever, and he can't get it back. And if you don't know Jesus as your Lord, you need to do it right now. Don't wait a letter. I mean, while you're breathing right there, you do it now.
Yes, hallelujah.
It's the easiest thing you ever did in your life. Lord, what do you want me to do? That's what the Apostle Paul, when he was Saul of Tarsus, that's what he prayed. Lord! Well, he called him Lord.
That's right.
And he was seeing him. He knew he'd been raised from the dead. No wonder he said in the 10th chapter of Romans, whosoever believes in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead and calls him Lord,
that's right,
shall be saved.
Hallelujah.
Shall be sozoed.
Yeah.
Glory.
In Greek, it means healed, saved, delivered, made sound, made strong. When the Greek read that, they thought they were supposed to be healed the same as they were to be saved, same as anything. Hey, yeah, well, I'm supposed to be healed at the same time. Look at the word. It just said that.
Our nation is in its finest hour. You won't want to miss this powerful opportunity to impact our country and change the course of history at the Faith for Our Nation Victory Campaign, November 12th through the 14th, 2020. Join Kenneth Copeland, Jerry Savelle, and Terry Copeland Pearsons live and in person at Eagle Mountain International Church for the Faith for Our Nation Victory Campaign, November 12th through the 14th, 2020.
Wholeness. It's a biblical word that means you can live in continual health in every area of your life. And God has already made it available to you through Jesus. Get Faith to be Made Whole. 15 messages by Kenneth Copeland on 3 DVDs or MP3. And receive the faith-imparting word of the Lord that can change your life forever. Jesus said, "All things that the Father has are mine. He will take of mine and declare it to you." You can live in the fullness of God's peace, joy instead of anxiety, financial freedom instead of debt, whole relationships instead of brokenness. Learn what it means to resist the devil and persevere in faith to see God's will come to pass in your life. Uncover the connection between forgiveness and receiving your healing. Don't allow the world to tell you who you are. God says you're an overcomer through Christ. Receive the wholeness of God and release His kingdom in your own life, your family, and the world around you.
God has called you to have faith for your healing and wholeness in every area of life. Being whole is just as much about physical strength as it is financial security, peace, protection, and restoration. Request your free teaching series, Faith to be Made Whole, at kcm.org/victory offer. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Faith to be Made Whole, the 15-part teaching series by Kenneth Copeland. You can have your very own healing service right in your own home. When it comes to healing and wholeness, God intended to bless every part of your life. So your personal life, your family, your church, your finances, your nation can all be prospering and made whole. This teaching is an excellent series to go with Brother Copeland's broadcast this week. God has given you covenant authority. It is the same authority as Jesus, and it's up to you and me to release our covenant by speaking His promises in faith. We need to get this teaching series. It's free on kcm.org. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray over everyone who's watching right now. And I thank You that the healing power of God, the healing virtue of Jesus is rising up on the inside of them. And they are free from all sickness and disease and infirmity and every attack of the evil one. We stand in covenant agreement in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Now, if you need prayer, call KCM's prayer line. We have prayer ministers who are licensed and trained in the Word of God who pray in faith with you. Stand on those scriptures. Continue to believe God and trust in Him. The 2020 Faith for Our Nation Victory Campaign starts today, November 12th through 14th. Let's come together and hear the word preached by Kenneth Copeland, Jerry Savelle, and my wife, Pastor Terry Copeland Pearsons, will be leading us in prayer. Join your faith with believers from all around the world, either in person or at Eagle Mountain International Church or live streamed on govictory.com or kcm.org. Set this time aside to declare the victory that we have in faith for our nation. Now, for all the information on this event, go to kcm.org. We want you to know that this is going to be a turning point meeting. We are going to experience such a presence of God as we conduct this last meeting of Kenneth Copeland Ministries of the year. Well, this is Pastor George Pearsons reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Come to the Faith for Our Nation Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland, Jerry Savelle, and Terry Copeland Pearsons, November 12th through 14th.